OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/Wall Street.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, May 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. People with low credit scores got through the first year and a half of the pandemic relatively unscathed and were able to continue making their various monthly loan payments on time. But recently, they've been missing payments at an alarming rate.
It's car loans and leases, it's personal loans, and it's credit cards. All of these types of loans are seeing increases in late payments.
Coming up, we'll talk with our consumer lending reporter, Anna Maria Andriotis, about why defaults are up and what that could mean for people's ability to take out loans in the future. That's after the break.
NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Wall Street.
A growing number of subprime borrowers, or people with credit scores below 620, are falling behind on making their monthly loan payments. Why is that happening? And what will it mean for their personal finances going forward? WSJ consumer lending reporter Anna Maria Andriotis is here to explain. Anna Maria, thanks for being here.
Great to be speaking with you.
So Anna Maria, can you just give us some more detail about what's going on right now? What types of loans specifically are subprime borrowers having trouble paying on time?
It's several loans. It's car loans and leases, it's personal loans, and it's credit cards. All of these types of loans are seeing increases in late payments, specifically in the share of accounts that are behind on payments by at least 60 days. So in March, the share of subprime credit cards and personal loan delinquencies increased month over month for the eighth time in a row, nearing pre-pandemic levels. On a year-over-year basis, we've seen 5 months of consecutive increases. And so essentially what's playing out right now is we are coming off super low delinquency rates and missed payments are rising again.
You know, Anna Maria, it wasn't that long ago you and I discussed how many lenders had embraced subprime customers and subprime lending hit records last year. So what happened? What caused their ability to pay their bills to take such a hard turn?
There's been such wild swings in consumer credit if you just really think about the things that have played out over the last couple of years. So when the pandemic started, there was this massive concern, legitimately so, that consumers would fall behind on many of their loans and that delinquency rates would shoot up. And lenders basically tightened up and pulled back on extending credit, especially to people seen as sort of being risky borrowers. What ended up happening, instead of there being a surge in delinquencies early on in the pandemic, government benefits, including the stimulus payments, child tax credit, the pullback overall in consumer spending because they had fewer places to go, all of this basically resulted in people being able to pay down many of their bills, to be on time with their payments. What I've been told by lenders is that delinquencies were artificially low because households had this extra money coming in from the government. And that money's gone right now. Take that in addition to inflation. And people are starting to make trade-offs. You know, I don't have as much money to pay all my bills, especially when you factor in that gas prices and the cost of other goods and services have gone up. And I need to make a decision. You know, I need to, you know, for example, fill up my tank. That costs more than it did. And now I need to figure out what, like, I don't have enough money to pay my bills. Which bill am I not going to pay this month?
Right. So what does this say about people's overall personal financial situation?
What we're seeing here are the first cracks in consumers' ability to keep up with payments. The riskier pool of people, right? Why do people have low credit scores? They have low credit scores, generally speaking, because they either have a very limited credit history or because they have missed payments or other negative information on their credit reports. So we're seeing the sort of riskier, let's say, population experiencing problems paying their bills. Some lenders have a broader concern, which is about whether we are about to get into an environment where people beyond subprime consumers are going to have difficulty keeping up with payments because of inflation, that being sort of a key concern, especially if the economy starts to slow down.
And what do the rising defaults mean for subprime borrowers and their ability to take out loans going forward?
So if the current trends continue with delinquencies, it is very possible that lenders could pull back and make it harder for subprime consumers to get access to credit, or that costs could go up. We're hearing some of that playing out already on the fringe, especially with rising costs. When delinquencies go up, investors tend to get spooked. And that because delinquencies are rising, or there's some other areas of stress playing out with lenders that have more of exposure to subprime consumers, investors are essentially demanding more. They're demanding more in yield on their end. So there's this sort of knock-on effect where when delinquencies go up, in particular with non-bank loans, those loans can become more expensive. Interest rates can go up because more of sort of the risk is being factored into these loans, the risk of default. Or, and sometimes simultaneously, there can be a pullback in the availability of credit. So it can become harder for people with low credit scores to get approved for credit.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis. Anna Maria, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.